Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's Baseball back on WIP tonight, 7:07 first pitch in Toronto. You can listen on your radio or the free Odyssey app, which is where you can hear us. You can also watch us live on YouTube, streaming all day long. You could even watch this awesome segment on YouTube.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
He kind of set that up like a Jeopardy host.
Hey!
Yeah, and this.
Mr. Game Show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's some things that I need to get out in front of. Here are the five things that I need to get out in front of. Number five is, so I co-wrote a book with Kevin Reavy,
ringthebellbook.com.
Already can feel the, you didn't really write much of it. I went through it today. We each wrote half of it. I went through the chapters list. So I did half write the book. It wasn't like I just had a little portion of it. Because I know people are like, oh, you're an idiot. You can't write. You can barely complete a sentence. How could you help co-author a book? Well, if you go to ringthebellbook.com, again, feeding my kids water sandwiches. We're trying to support families around here. Yeah. You could pre-order today. I ordered the books last week. Bang, coming by the end of the month.
Yep, ordered mine last week.
By the end of June.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of a delay than what I was promised.
Yeah, well, listen. Okay. We're a small business.
Here's the thing. I do not doubt that you sat in front of a computer and wrote words. I don't doubt that at all. I imagine half of the words came from you. The thing that I want to look at is the uncorrected version of your chapters, because I see you write emails.
Like you're obsessed with this email narrative.
It's not a narrative.
It is a narrative.
It's not.
It's a big narrative.
You're a good thinker. You're a poor writer.
I don't type.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm not putting deep thought into the emails I send out. I capitalized Eagles today because I knew that you were looking on my freaking, you were going to be grilling me on my email capitalization.
Well, you should use periods.
No. It's an email.
I just imagine that your chapters were a disaster. I sent you
the unedited version.
Is that the totally unedited
version?
With all
the red all over it.
Yeah, well, that's why I couldn't read it.
It was, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of red.
Did the best I could.
Yeah.
Did the best I could. But I want it out there that I did write half of it.
Okay.
Thank you. The fourth thing I need to get out in front of is, so yesterday on the show, in the first segment, I brought up that Australia should not be a 30-hour flight. And people started DMing me. One guy said, I totally agree with you. The earth is flat. I'm not a flat earther.
Oh, so that's what you're trying to get out in front of?
I'm getting out in front of. I was just doing a little bit, you know.
Jack thinks Australia is right next to Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's got to be 16, 17 hours flying from Hawaii.
So my friend's dad sent me it. So from here to Hawaii is 4,400 miles, I believe. And then from Hawaii to Australia is another 9,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's twice as long.
And he was like, I don't understand. Why is it right not next to Hawaii? And I'm like, Jack, it's on the other side.
Of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to go down by the equator.
Yes.
And then over the equator.
Yeah, that, I also told you that.
And the toilets flush the other way down there. Do you know that?
Do they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was an old
Oh, that might be a bit. Yeah. What we'll the Ashtore Mailata.
It's 11 hours from here to Hawaii.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like you fly to it's like flying to LA twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to add, you said 16 more hours?
I think it's like 16, 17 more hours. Yeah. It's
it's a 30-hour trip.
Yeah, it's about a 30-hour trip. So Jack was like, wait a minute. When I told him, we were talking, yesterday's next question was, tell us somewhere you always wanted to go.
Okay.
And mine was Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I said, but it's a 30-hour flight. And Jack's like, why is it 30 hours? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, it's right next to Hawaii. And I
was like, a little past Hawaii.
It's not, though.
He knew when he said that he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
He just
yeah.
threw that out there.
Well, I knew as far. 30 right. hours feels egregious, you know.
Yeah,
you
they're just realize, taking advantage of
it. You didn't realize
everyone.
It would take somebody over a day to actually fly somewhere.
Because flying is flying. You know what I mean? Like, we can get
you
places pretty
get
fast.
Faster, yeah.
You can get to L.A. in 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's what? What are you giving me the face for? It is 5 hours away.
Yes, but it's only 3,000 miles.
Yes, that's the point he's
I
making
know,
the
but
distance.
It's still the entire country. It's the entire United States, you psycho.
Well, we don't go to the other side of the equator, so you don't really get a real glimpse of what it's like to actually be on that side.
Yeah, that far away.
Yeah.
So how far is, like,
oh, my God.
Argentina.
Well, that's the south, right?
Yeah,
that's
but
south
still
America.
On the other side of the equator.
Yeah, but it's not as far as
I
Australia
understand. Well, what is Australia close to?
And did you say Argentina?
Yeah, I did. Argentina.
He's in the middle. He didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
What is Australia next to is my other big question.
New Zealand.
That's not. That's a fake place. I mean, they should all be the same. I'm talking like.
I think it's like if you go up and to the left, Asia is there.
All right.
There you go.
No, not really. We'll break it down.
All right.
The third thing that I want to get out in front of, and this is for me and Ike specifically, there's only one Disney adult on this show, and that is...
I'm not a Disney adult.
That is Spike. I don't want us all being lumped in together with being an adult Disney goer. I want to get out in front of that.
I'm not a Disney adult. I'm an adult that went to Disney. They're different things. The Disney adults... They're the ones calling mad at me because I'm accusing them of being Disney adults. You know who you are.
They're actually calling you a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't even get Disney.
They're mad you're not with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm insulting them. Look, if you want to be a Disney adult, it's fine. I am not a Disney adult, though.
You just went to Disney.
Yes.
And you'll be back. Yeah.
And you're going back, though.
Well, my wife wants to go back.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Which means you'll go back.
Yes.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse ears. They're soon. If I see a picture of you and Mickey Mouse ears, it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
That you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
At least I don't think so.
I hope not.
What about a Mickey Mouse tattoo?
Well, no. That could happen.
That could 100% happen.
I did say to Val, I was like, they should put a Disney tattoo studio here. I was like, do you know these psychos?
Oh, yeah, we definitely
did. They could have 100 artists and not have enough time to give all the Disney tattoos they could give there.
Goofy,
yes.
Donald.
And say you're putting like official magic Disney water in the ink, and they'll all be like, I have a piece of Disney in my skin or what? I'm sure they
Donald
would
Donald Duck is Disney, right?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to break that down.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Sometimes you get the cartoons because Tom and Jerry's not Disney, right?
No.
Daffy
Duck, not Disney.
See,
Looney Tunes.
Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes. Okay.
Daffy Duck is the Looney Tunes,
and that's Porky Pig and all those guys.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
are they still around?
Yeah, I think
so. Looney Tunes.
Did you see Pooh there from Winnie the Pooh?
Did not see Pooh.
And walks in a big Winnie the Pooh stage.
So did go on a Pooh ride. It was like one of the little kid rides you get on it.
Why were you on it?
Because what else are you going to do but go on
rides?
It was
a shorter line.
Yes, it was a very short line.
Yes, it was a shorter line.
And air conditioned. Right. All the indoor rides are air conditioned.
Yes.
Nice. The second thing I want to get out in front of is that when we do Top 11 Week, my Top 11 list is based off talent, not resumes. So I know what the resumes are. I understand the resume.
Listen, I'm going talent. Your top 11 list is your top 11
Thank you.
List.
Yeah. That's
and
what I'm getting out in front of.
You can base it off whatever you want to justify it.
We're a couple weeks away from top 11.
We're planning that
I'm
out the
other day. I'm already forming mine.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I'm trying to think where Jack... I mean, the real question is, where is Jack going to have Jalen?
Yeah.
And where will I have Jalen?
Yeah.
I mean, those are two big questions.
Y'all are crazy, man.
We'll see.
If it's not in the top two, something is wrong.
Well, we guess we'll have to see. Again, based off talent, not resume. Resume, I get it.
Performance, not talent.
Performance, talent.
Oh, yeah, well, how about performance? Yeah.
Yeah.
MVP?
Yeah, well. Yeah. Like Pro Bowl. But the number one thing that I need to get out in front of, and this is, I say this with the utmost disappointment, and I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest. We'll do home run derby, something else. I'm not throwing a baseball anymore. You know, I'm just done. I think my arm is legitimately shot. They say you have only a certain amount of bullets in
all
the
right,
chamber.
All right, enough is enough.
Just like Ike Reese.
Shut up.
Shut up.
At the St. Louis Rams.
Shut up.
Scott Linehan.
Now he's dragging me into it.
What does he need to save his arm for? Now, Jack.
Oh, you're about to get roasted.
Dude,
over
I don't know what to tell you.
I just know that.
Jack, it kills.
Isn't part of the reason that you think you are so superior in this challenge is because DeCamera's going to fall apart or whatever.
Yes.
And you are bailing on the.
This one's important.
The baseball one.
My God.
I'm not bailing on it. We'll do something else.
It's the baseball one. You were a pitcher, which is what you brag about all the time.
Was. No one asked Ike to run down and do a wedge 10 years after he retired.
No one challenged him. He would.
I would.
He would.
I'm sure he would have. I'm sure he would have. Listen, I'm not proud of it. I just.
Oh, my God.
I cannot throw.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not see this coming.
I can't throw anymore.
This is so pathetic.
It literally feels like it's about to rip off. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Sorry. It is what it is.
This whole damn top five list was for this.
Yes.
Of course.
For him to break this news to us.
Yep.
In front of him. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm sitting here.
We should cancel this thing.
We're mocking and ridiculing Joe DeCamera that he's not going to even make it to the events.
And he didn't make it to the baseball
one. Out of an event. Not basketball. Not tennis.
That's fine.
The actual event that.
But we knew how it was going to end anyway. I don't need to prove anything. I'm not ripping my arm.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
I've already thrown it out.
If I'm him, no mercy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I show
wow.
you no mercy with this.
So afraid of him.
You know what?
I'm in on this microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
You know what?
He can bring up whatever he's
I think
got
me and
going.
He's definitely going to bring it up.
I think we should cancel Fritz DeCamera, and it should be you and me versus Richie and Seltzer, at least four guys who will compete.
At least it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, at least.
You
at
two.
At least we'll compete.
This might be the most disappointing thing I've heard this year.
All right. That's fine. That's what I'm getting out in front of it.
That's not fine.
It's perfectly fine.
This doesn't feel out in front of it.
It doesn't at all.
This don't feel like that.
You know, out in front of it is like the thing where you start having sniffles 3 weeks ago and then you finally call out the day before.
Oh, my God.
You just dropped this on it in the top five at five.
Oh, my God, Fritz.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got to go straight to the chat.
I threw it.
You're going to the YouTube chat?
I got to see what the chat is saying.
Oh, no.
I threw 10 footballs yesterday. I can't extend my elbow.
Threw 10 footballs where?
Who the hell told you to throw the football? Where were you at? Were you at Disney World?
No, I was at my parents' house. I was throwing it around for Walker to go run and grab it and show him. Yeah.
Walker, show him what a broken
Walker's
man is.
Walker's 2 years old. You act like you're throwing 45-yard dash.
I was throwing as far as I could.
Walker's 2 years old.
And he was retrieving it.
You couldn't have thrown it more than 10 feet.
I wasn't throwing it to him. He was like a dog. He was a retriever. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope Jill listening to
him. He was like a dog.
Her son was like a dog. You tell him to go fetch a football.
Yep. Poor kid's going to watch football and be like, wait a minute.
I'm not supposed to catch
I'm
that.
Not supposed to just go get it and bring it back? This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Yeah, you are classic, bro.
So I don't know what to tell you.
If I'm to camera, I don't know how to handle this. On one hand, I would want to roast the hell out of you.
I'm roasting him.
But on the other hand, there's no doubt the camera has a bunch of clauses in this. You know, about what he can and can't do, because that guy's going to fall apart.
Now, you know, this opens up the gate for him to drop out of something now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't want to hear one thing about these push-ups. I don't want to hear one thing.
You've been complaining about that for months. Now I'm the big softie.
I don't want to hear one thing about
the
push-ups.
Why? You've been ducking the push-ups for months.
I can do I'll do the push-ups right now.
Okay. I can't throw a baseball anymore. You know how sad that is? I might start welling up if I have to. You want me to start crying?
No, I don't want you to start crying. This is so disappointing. I don't think we could have had a better person. Yoshi and Brewery Town.
Oh, man.
My man.
Oh, only one would have been better is Rios.
Yep.
Hi, Jackie. What's poppin'?
What up, Yosh?
What are we going to do with this guy?
Yo, I mean, he just—it's not disappointing. It's just—it's pathetic. Like, it's pathetic. He said, "I don't want to throw a baseball." And I agree with what y'all said. Like, your loaded gun is your pitching, and you tell me I don't want to throw a baseball. Like,
I can't.
Throwing a tantrum.
Well, I don't know. Like, this is where again, everyone's seeming like I would like to do it. I can't throw a baseball anymore. It's cooked.
That's
it's good.
Right.
It's done.
Jackie, baby, today you are Jackie Itz. What's saying? Don't remember how to throw the daggone ball. This is ridiculous.
It's not the issue. I know how to throw
it. Jackie Fultz.
I'm mad at you. Don't you go to Disney World and become insecure. We sleeve brothers. You cut that out. You went to a wholesome little event, and now you insecure about your daggone.
No, if I'm being honest, I'm completely happy with the tattoos. I'm 100%. But as I'm looking at the other guys, you look different than me, right? You got these big guns or whatever.
That's true.
I don't have those. So I see these other just sort of like slovenly 42-year-old white guys or whatever with their tattoos. And I'm like, ah, man, I don't look like Yoshi. I look like these guys.
Oh, man, you better go up to 500 push-ups, Dan.
Yes.
Man, I hate you feeling like that, man. You know what? True story. On my way home, you know, I'm blasting y'all. I got the windows rolled down. And I just noticed this lady is looking at me. So I'm thinking she's looking at me because, you know, I'm one hunk of a man. But then she just says, I don't care what they talking about. I like your tattoos. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
had me blushing up in there.
Yes.
You really up here represent our age real well. Like, you really are. Like, you up here, what's name? Porky Pig, Looney Tunes. Jackie, Looney Tunes. I thought him and Donald was cousins. Ain't it the same? Like, you can't really know what
it's the truth, though. We did think Daffy Duck and Donald were cousins, man. We did.
You sound like you got the glasses down on the front of your nose, the whole nine, boy. Cut it out.
You know it, man.
Hey, man, what's his name? And this Jalen battle, that thing, like, OG, give it up, man. Look, the reason why it don't bother me, and I'm not a sensitive fan like Jack said, is because we always just say, even though we had that great defense with – the number five stud quarterback, we won a championship before anybody else, before Josh, before Joe, before what's name, any of them other dudes. Jalen got a championship. I don't know why that boy gets so worked up and Spike be over there like, Spike, you love it. Spike love it when you start arguing with him too. But then he'd be sitting there like, okay, this is stupid. I'm tired of it.
I get bored. Well, because he starts saying dumb stuff, you know. I like when he comes in firing, but OG's only got like 48 seconds worth of material. If you push him past that, that's when he just starts saying stuff.
And then he's done. He need a blue chew on his top. Yep. What's his name? Spike, I agree with something you said earlier. I listening to Kevin Petullo's, I like to call him KP, listening to his presser last week, that boy was fluid in that daggone, in that presser, man. I believe that I'm going to go and say that this going to be like a 22 Steichen and Jalen year. I think KP going to come in here and do something nice with Jalen, man. I think they really are going to be on the same page. Because he's been, like he said, he's been with Nick everywhere. He had took something. He said he took something from everybody, learning up under this person, that person. I think he's going to come in here and try to, sprinkle some fairy dust and work some things up in here. And I hate Saquon is on the daggone cover. It's fitting, though, number 26. On the 26th edition. And only reason I hate it is because all these bums on Xbox is going to want to play with my bird.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Every time I turn the game, I'm going to have to say, decline, I don't want to play you. What's
yeah.
Like, everybody.
Now, so you know what they turn into now, Yoshi? The Eagles turn into the cheat code on the game. So you can't use the Eagles.
Yeah, you can't. What's the name? Saquon a daggone 99. It was like when KC first started. Everybody wanted to play with KC.
Yep.
Then like that's how it is, man. It's like just to mess up everything. I'm gonna get it though, cause my man up there. I don't believe in no curse. We're gonna have that balanced offense. I think it's gonna be 60-40, like Corey said earlier. I'm telling you, this thing gonna be nice. Hey man, I love y'all cats. Hey, guns out, baby. And we still Super Bowl champions.
Back to back, baby. Anyway. You know it.
I've been screaming it every week. It's September 4th, baby. Thursday night. Go Birds.
There it is. Maybe I do need
to get working on my guns this week.
Maybe I do need 500 push-ups. Then I can start being more proud of the tattoo.
What'd you do for your guns?
I didn't do anything. I said I need to start on them this week.
Oh, I think you did start on them.
Nah, because you're going to mess up the golf swing.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's good.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Oh, the thing I was going to say
that that's what I keep telling myself.
The thing that I would say that, Jack, that I think you need to get out in front of that wasn't on your list is you playing next year in the Doc Invitational or whatever. Jack showing up yesterday in his full golf gear, his little shirt tucked in, his golf clubs in the car.
Almost, I was thinking about it. Putting golf shoes on and just sitting there doing the show in golf shoes.
Dude, you walked up and I looked at you and I was like, oh, look at this guy. Thinks
he was
playing.
Ready. He thought he was going to play.
Yeah, but you're also like, he's kind of a stud.
But no, never thought that.
Not once?
No.
Interesting.
It was real put me in coach energy.
Well, listen, yesterday. I just, again, when it's that close to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like the courtesy invite.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like the Payne Stewart look?
I thought it was good. The hat.
You thought it was good?
Yeah.
I like the Truist shirt.
Yeah,
I knew you got that.
Yeah.
The socks matching the Truist shirt.
You like that?
And the Payne Stewart hat.
There
I like
you go.
It. Yeah.
That's a dog hat. That's a Kangol.
Really?
Yeah,
Kangol hat.
Yeah, I think I must have got that from one of his golf tournaments.
Oh, I liked it. I saw what you were doing yesterday.
You saw I worked it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Coming up next.
I didn't play well.
Well, whatever. Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Coming up next, a Giants player is talking poorly about you, the Eagles fan.
Oh, man.
Very poorly.
Exactly what we need.
Yep. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.